Okay. So anyway, welcome to our welcome to our pre-show again. This is the second morning in a row that I forget to fire on Audacity. I don't know what is wrong with me. If you want to hear the whole pre-show, you'll have to go to the video cast because the whole motherfucking thing is there. Because I, you know, there's about 9 minutes. But essentially, here's what I said. As I'm watching the TV, after a few shots that I took at some of the anchors on CNN, I basically was looking at Trump and I said, you know, because he's going after Romney on the tax thing. Romney said there's going to be a tax bombshell somewhere in Trump's slacks. Somewhere along the line, they're going to find a tax bombshell in Trump's diapers. And it's going to be heavy. And Trump came back with, you know, Mitt Romney's a goofy, awkward guy. He insulted him, which is Donald Trump all the way. And what's funny is these two numbnuts, this Cruz and this Rubio, there's only one way that I would root for Ted Cruz in a short term, and that was to watch him rip into Trump and weaken him enough. But then that would mean that, you know, Cruz would be taking a jump in the ratings. But I, you know, because I think Cruz is a formidable, Cruz would be a formidable opponent. But all these Kool-Aid drinking motherfuckers for Trump, what he does is he just comes out and just, you know, talks the talk, and he's a badass and he shits on people and he insults. The only way to fucking fight that is to fight him the same way. And I was saying, I know from experience in my business, you know, we've been called upon at times to get down in the dirt and go at it with each other, just in the entertainment business, especially in radio, where it's no holds barred, at least it used to be. You got to get in there and you got to do what you do to take the other guy down, to cut the legs out from underneath him. And these motherfuckers, Rubio and Cruz, haven't got a fucking clue. And they're being run by people that haven't got a clue. Starting, you know, Jeb Bush, one of these days what you should do, what is it, Virginia under a state of emergency, boat flips during rescue. What the fuck is going on in Virginia, man? Did they have a bad storm? Look at this. There's a boat flow, tornadoes and shit. Jesus Christ. Deadly storms slam East Coast. If you're watching us from the East this morning, all safety and love to you. Let the love and the safety flow over you and in you and without you, man. Seriously. All right, so let's get our shit together here, because I'm going to spend all goddamn pre-show talking about shit, talking about motherfucking Donald Trump, Chris. But that's what you got to do. And none of those cats get it. The poor guy. What's going on here, man? You know, these fucking auditions that come in, which I'm grateful for. ...7 p.m., I have an interview on a radio station. The Rollins College radio station in Winter Park, Florida. I'm going to be on 7... Is that 7 Eastern or 7 Pacific? It says 7 Pacific. You better double check that. I got news for you. See what we can do here for you this morning, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we got Birmingham City Council again votes to increase minimum wage sooner than planned. All right, is that going to piss people off, huh? Who's that pissing off? The Trumpers? All the Republicans? Huh? They pissed? Upset? Going to slow the economic recovery down? Not going to be enough money. There won't be enough money for taxes to help develop the fucking other businesses. Is that what's going to happen, Bubby? Just one more nail in the coffin. Beijing now has more billionaires than New York City. Huh? This is the kind of story that will get some dumbass to vote for Donald Trump. Say, look at this, exactly what Donald Trump's talking about. And now, you know they got more billionaires in China than they do in New York City? I did not know that. You did not know that, did you? No. And let me tell you something. See, this is, I wonder if that.
Do you know that they have far more, and for the Donald Trump, thank you, good morning. Do you know, Phil, that they have more billionaires per capita now in China than they have in New York City? That is, you really, I've got something on my leg. Hold on. Please hold. Can you hold, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I can. All right, we have Mark Henshaw is with us. Mark, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very good.
I like this guy. Mark Henshaw.
Donald Trump has more.
Mark Henshaw. I like him. I'm gonna get him on my character sheet here. He's Southern. And he will be our special guest here this morning, having to do with the What am I doing? Oh, sorry. Sounds really weird. Bacon. And I think they also have to hear that.
Boyd, Sky Baby Sweetan.
Okay, so that, and we're also, you know, we're going to do a whole. Liner was done with. Okay, let's do it.
Boy, Sky Baby Sweetan.
All right, what do you think? Yeah, I mean, big deal.
What do you mean, big deal?
All right. So that will necessitate. Ted Bell. And then we need. Mark Henshaw.
Good morning, Phil. Well, to me, it doesn't make any difference. There's no way that the Donald Trump is going to be taken down. I don't think it's fair. There's more billionaires now. You know there's more billionaires down in China than there is in New York City. And that's exactly what Donald Trump had warned us about. I think you have to understand that, and you have to be very close to it, and you have to nuzzle up to it.
What do you mean? What do you mean, nuzzle up to it? What do you mean, nuzzle up to it? Well, God damn it. Well, what exactly? Well, what exactly? Goo 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 Phil, well, Phil, Phil. Oh, man. Phil, shit. God damn it, man. Phil, I have to, first of all, I want to get in here and talk with this man. Your name is, we have to bring them to heel. Look at this, she's got a protester. Clinton was in Charleston, South Carolina. Look at this guy grabbing this kid by the arm. You called black youth super predators in 1994.
Well, Hillary Clinton was embarrassed. I'm a very big Hillary Clinton fan. There's no question that I... And the fact that she was... I thought it was rude. I thought it was the wrong time in the wrong place. Well, Phil, I thought it was the wrong time in the wrong place. I felt that Hillary Clinton was being targeted by the Black Lives Matter individual. When she
rips 1996,
well, I thought the night was it 94 or 96. The comment that these were super predators, and I think this is really going to hurt her among. Oh, it may hurt her among black voters. I don't know. Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray. I'm going to try and do the best I can with my voice here this morning. By taking over the show prep. Is that all right, Phil?
Go ahead.
It's very difficult because, as you know, getting up early in the morning is nothing that I like to do. Now, I'm looking at Sesame Street or some child's... I'm looking at a child's channel, and it's bothering me a lot.
Why is that?
you don't need to go...
Why is that?
I've got it, Phil.
All right.
And you don't need to say that either.
Oh. Yep.
There's a dancing young woman, and she's waving, and she's wearing a jean jacket with glasses. And... All right. Mm-hmm. Well, look at that. Isn't that cute? And they all look at Skylar, age 3. Toms River, New Jersey, love Mommy, Daddy, Lolo, Lola, and the rest of the family. Isn't that lovely?
So what show... This is not Sesame Street.
No, it's not. Why would you think it's Sesame Street?
I guess every time I see, like, live adults interacting with cartoon characters, I think of...
That's just it. You see, the commercial television stations don't engage in this kind of thing.
That's a very good point. I wonder why that is.
Well, the overhead is...
Well, it's probably most commercial stations...
Yes, make this quick, will you, bud?
No, I've got something to say here, okay? Let's not hurry, bud, along, all right? Mark Henshaw and Morbilia, Trump supporter.
And you know what you can do with the money is give it to a charity. What you do is you sue, and then you give the money to a charity. And that way you look way better than you really are.
Yes. Yes. Well, Margaret, don't make fun of me.
Phil, I'm trying to get my voice back together.
1994 crime bill looms a Democrat rant. Jim Newell pop de boo. Jim Newell pop poo poo. Jim Newell poo. All right. Let's print this shit, this shiat off. Print. Print. Bink. Print. Print. Bink. Save. Print. Print. Print.
Bink.
Print. Print. Print.
Bink. Well, a lot of this, Phil, you know, this just cannot... Yes, we do have problems with our economy. Well, we do have problems, you know.
This is just not... Well, you know, and that's what it's all about. Can you... You understand there's more... Well, there's the Birmingham City Council, the Birmingham City Council, let's see what we have. Bobby Dooley, maybe it's not Ted Bell. Well, Ted Bell is going to be introducing what? Ted Bell's dealing with fucking what? Oh, Boyd Sweetin. Do we bring Ted back for that conversation? Or do we just get somebody else? What we have here is the following. I'm going to do... We're going to do what?
No, what's...
Okay, so there's that. These are commercials. But where's the other stuff? Man, I tell you, man, I'm like fucking losing my mind or something, man. I thought I had a whole big motherfucking load of goddamn news stories here, bitch. Oh, I didn't even print off Beijing. Well, there you go. Half of American women. Okay, what I didn't do is I didn't print this shit. Half all American black men are projected to be get HIV. God, what? What are you talking about, man? Projected to get. By who? Gotta start to clean your fucking act up, man, if that's true. I don't have any... I have no idea if it's true or not. Not that it's true, or that I'm accurately reporting this. This is from the Sydney... This is from the local Sydney paper. This is gay men. Not black men, gay black men. Yes, black gay men. Almost 50%. Okay? Don't be fucking stupid. Don't be stupid. You gotta be protected. You just gotta do shit right, man. You can't fuck around. That's 43%. Do you understand what that is? That's a fucking... a Holocaust. Not like... the Nazis or anything. No. Clean power could save America billions. Well, you know, we can keep having that argument, you know, haha. Yes, I know, Billingsley. But sir, don't you understand? That's, it's all well and good. Well, I have a business to run. A business to run. Yee, sentenced to 5 years ago. Former state senator Leland. No kidding. We got a California politician going down for the count, Larry. Down for the count. Print. He's going down, Larry. He's going down for the count. Leland Yee, got 5 fucking years in prison. Ye, 67 years of age. Leland Ye. And Mr. Jackson pled guilty before Breyer on July 1st. Jesus H. Christ. How about that? All right. What are we looking to do here, man? Am I already at 20 minutes? Holy fuck, where are we? We're ready to go.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
You know, it's not getting better. It's getting worse.
Well, I don't know. Well, then maybe what you should do, Phil, is the show at night, all right? And don't be getting up in the morning.
Mr. Leland Ye, Mr. Ye, do you have any idea what you've done? We're going to do an eyewitness news. Here we go. Where are you, motherfucker? Where are you, motherfucker? Now we're going to go to Houston, Texas. No, we're going to go to New York, Mark Hinshaw. No, Houston. And he's at the site of tonight's debate. And he's at the Kangman Center. Okay. And then the next dude is going to be we've got Ted Bell, so he's also in his restaurant. Mr. Leland Ye, there we go. Ted Bell is here, and then the last guy. Don Berman. Well, you understand that.
I'll tell you, this has been a wonderful opportunity, I think. That's right, Phil. Ted Bell here. Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Okay, so that's very similar. So I need to... Leland Ye. We need a character that's going to be a little bit more... Jack Armstrong. Leland Ye.
Good morning, Phil. Good morning, Phil. Leland Ye. Good morning, Phil. Leland Ye. Leland Ye. Good morning, Mr. Henry. Leland, now. Good morning, Mr. Henry. Leland Ye was an individual that was going to go to jail. And we really have to... good morning, Mr. Henry. Leland Ye was a man that was going to go to jail, and he did not...
That's what we got to do. Jack Armstrong. Okay. And then we have the Chinese billionaire story. What is this fucking thing, man? Birmingham City Council. It's a very important story, though. We'll do that. Hey, man, where's the fucking story on... There it is. Beijing with the billionaires. And then we have Leland Ye, man. Where's my man? Where's my main man, Leland Ye? I feel that Leland Ye is being railroaded by this... once again, a man of color is being railroaded... Where the fuck is the Leland Ye story? You motherfucker. I just saw that bitch. I bet you anything I haven't printed it yet. I don't think I printed it yet. At least I thought I had. Well, there it is. There's Leland Yee. There is the Beijing millionaire story. And then what's the third story we're doing, man? Doing the third story, duh. What is it? Oh, fuck, man. I don't think we really picked a third story. Do this one here, man. All right, man. Fuck.
Well, good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray, and,
oh, they're sharpening their attacks on Trump, huh? Jack Armstrong was doing the Leland Yee story, and Emery Clayton, that's it. Jack Armstrong and Emery Clayton, man. That's what I'm talking about right there, you understand? So don't give me any shit on this. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
All right. I got more of you people, especially you media people. You know, you give me a pain. A royal pain in the ass.
And good morning, everyone. And the Ted Cruz...
Wix Valentine mid-roll, motherfucker. All right. Man, I'll tell you what, dude. Been on one of those shows. Yeah, man. I like it.
No, you ain't supposed to put on your devil suit when you...
Ruling suicide.
Good morning, everyone. This is Margaret Gray.
Yeah, that'll do it. You gotta take a big, deep breath. My vocal cords are not back. All right, here we go, man.